Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And if you're in the L.A. area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And if you're everywhere else, including here in the beautiful, well, it almost feels like spring, San Francisco Bay Area, the guest call-in number is 877-697-9725. And for those who are hanging out in the chat room, you can log in and say hi to producer Kina, and you can wait there, and after the show, I'll log into the chat room. Now, lately, it has been a real effort because for some reason, when I try to go into the chat room, it glitches or does whatever it is that it's going to do, and it takes me a few extra minutes to get in there. But if you do want to reach me there, just hang in, and I will be there. So, today has been a really interesting kind of week, and it has to do with change and choices. And the reason that I bring this up is that someone pretty close to me who was going through a lot of, you know, very hard stuff made a choice that they didn't want to stay here. And so they acted upon it. And it really touched a lot of people. And it's really important to remember that every choice we make, it's sort of like throwing stones in a pond. There's going to be ripples. You know, it's never going to go in and not affect anything. And even when the ripples die down and the top of the pond is perfectly still, when you go underneath it, the pond has forever been changed because that stone is now there. So as we look at the different things that happen in our life, the different changes that come into our life, the different things that affect our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, we have our toolkit. And what I mean by a toolkit is we have those things that we can pull up that allow us to make choice. Well, here's a particular situation. How do I want to handle it? I could get mad. I could get frustrated. I could feel sad. I could, you know, lash out at someone. I could think about it. I could see what I want to create out of this. What positive thing do I want to create? And the cool part is that as long as we keep trying, as long as we keep taking that step forward, maybe sometimes we're going to take those two steps back. But as long as we keep moving forward, there's always something cool that can happen. And in any given moment, are we really totally sure that it's a way, you know, that there's no other way, that there's nothing else that could possibly change? And it's important to be able to look beyond the moment and tap into, if you can't see past the moment, tap into the people that you trust. Tap into, you know, those people who have given you that really good advice in the past or who have been there and, you know, helped you struggle through those things that you didn't see a way past. It's important because all of those things, all of those people are a part of our toolkit. And it is important also to remember that when you look at all the things going on in your life and look back on your whole life, are you totally certain that no time has been worse than this beyond the idea that it's something you can move past or move through or just kind of sit and be with and let it happen, and then see what happens on the other side. They always say that if you get caught in an undertow, don't try to fight it. Don't try to swim through it. Just go ahead, let it pull you. Relax yourself. And then, you know, you're going to come back to the surface. You're going to move through it. And then you just swim parallel to go back into, go back into where you want to be. Let's see. We've got some calls in. We have Norbert from San Jose. Let's see if we can click him in here. Well, we're having technical difficulty. Hold on. Okay, and my computer's chosen this moment to act up. Let's see. Producer Kaina, if you're listening, can you go ahead and see if you can click him in?
I think he clicked in.
Clicked
in yet?
Hello. Yes, you are clicked in and you are on the air. For those of you who are new to the show, Norbert is an old friend of mine who I've gotten some very good advice from in the past. So, Norbert, what would you like to share?
Oh, okay. I am now a good friend of yours. All right. I figured I didn't want to wait till next Wednesday, so I just call you up now. Just say hello, how you guys doing, all the rest of that kind of crazy stuff. What I'm going through. And, yes, you can get through it, everybody out there. You can get through it. I keep telling myself that all the time. Doesn't make going through it any more fun or any easier. It's still a real tough, tough chore, but you can get through it. And so can you, Eileen.
Well, that's always good to know. Because as everybody goes through stuff and – and I know that Norbert has done a lot of guidance with a lot of different people. And I also know that, you know, Norbert, you come from that military background that you have. How do you draw on those tools? How do you access the tools or know what's the right tool to pull out of the toolkit for a situation that seems overwhelming?
Oh, God, that's a great question. You know, it is always a kind of a tug of war in a sense, because you never want to pull out the big hammer and kind of nail something really tough if you can just do it with a feather, you know. And judging that is always the mastery of being a human being and learning that and getting your wisdom together. But short of that, you know, the thing that I advise everyone is always go softly initially, you know. Use the least amount of pressure, force, whatever you got to do in your toolkit, in order to help, and then increase gradually. If you need to lay down, you know, some laws and you need to really make yourself clearer to other people, then do so, you know. Use all your tools that are there. But, you know, before you do anything at all, anything about any situation, stop for a moment, take a breath, and decide, does this really need me to be involved? It sounds simple, but oftentimes we kind of jump before we need to. And sometimes that gets us into trouble because, well, we're human. So,
yeah.
You know, you want to think about something. Do I really need to? Is this really my problem? Or is this someone else's problem? Or am I just getting emotionally caught up because of a family member or this or that person to us, whoever it may be? The fact of the matter is, most problems that you're going to run into in the world out there really do eventually resolve themselves. Regardless of what you do. But if you feel like you need to take some kind of an action or you need to do something, take that breath first, decide what it is you want to do, and then follow through with it in a gentle but firm manner.
Well, that idea about, you know, whether or not you need to take action is a tremendously important one, and it's probably one of the most difficult, because when you're in the middle of it, you know, there's those emotional pieces too. So, you know, it's definitely a work. And most people probably don't stop to consider, should I take action? Is this my place to act? You know, it really is, especially for those of us, you know, Norma, you know very well, those of us who are healers. That is one of the toughest pieces.
You know, this is why they have those old things. You know, it never rains. It just pours.
Yeah.
And, you know, things of that nature. And it's true. You, as a healer or as anybody who's involved in taking care of other people in service, let me just say, anybody who's in service, doesn't really matter what you do, but you always end up in a situation where, you know, what is mine, what is theirs, what is for me to do, what is for them to do, and how do I, you know, really distinguish between the two of them. And I got to tell you, there are times where you're not going to be able to distinguish. There are going to be times when you should have helped, but you didn't help, where you should have said something, but you didn't say something. There are going to be times where it's going to be the opposite, where you said something, you should have shut up, you shouldn't have said nothing. You know, the important thing about that, understand this is the human condition. This is what it's about. This is what it is. That's why we invented the word, I'm sorry. You know, it always works. Just say you're sorry and do your best to remember that lesson and not repeat it in the future, you know. And the most important thing is, and this is really, really the key to all of this, you know, is be more gentle with yourself. You know, don't take yourself so damn seriously. Relax a little bit. Have some fun with it. You know, really enjoy that. Are you catching this, Eileen?
Yeah, I'm catching it. And
she's
know,
using
it
a
is,
radio
it's...
voice right now. For those of you that don't know, I actually taught her for a few years.
Well, just a few. I believe about a decade, close to a decade. It really is cool because when people come into your life and they seemingly come out of nowhere and in that moment it just changes everything, which is a part of, you know, you hang in there because you never know when that person comes into your life who's going to turn everything, you know, a complete 180 and allow you to see things in a totally different way. And
I'll try not to take that as an accusation.
No, that's you. Yeah, when Norbert and I first got to know each other and I first began studying
He was still in school learning to be a chiropractor.
Yes, I was still in school learning to be a chiropractor and doing my best to hide and be as small as possible. And I really didn't know how to step up into being who I was meant to be because I couldn't see in myself what other people could see in me. And it wasn't until this bolsterous, you know, recruiter walks up to me and, you know, we started talking and he saw those things, but he told me and he made a point of clearly saying, hey, you're bigger than this, you're better than this. And would you like to learn how to tap into that more? And that moment, it redefined what my life was going to be over the next, you know, 10 years. And it has been I cannot say it's always been fun. I can say it's always been interesting. It's almost
never
boring.
I never promised you that it would be fun. I told you not to do this. I want to be clear. I said, don't do this if you, by any chance, think that this isn't going to change you. It isn't going to take you. It is going to. It's going to make your life completely difficult. It's going to make things very, very hard. I said, most people, I tell them, don't do this. So I told you, don't do this, but you did it anyway. And many people will do it anyway and do that. And the reason that we do it is because we're all searching. We're all looking for something, you know, and the hope of trying to find a connection between ourselves and our higher spiritual self, that part that, you know, really strives to make you a bigger, better, grander person, more caring person, more loving person, more of a person who's involved with not just your community or the world or everything else, but just more involved, period, in whatever way you can be, you know? There's no such thing as somebody's more involved than anybody else. Everybody's involved at the level that they can be. So that's important that, you know, you get that message. It's just that in your particular case, Eileen, I think myself, what I saw in you is exactly what I see today, which, you know, and I'm going to tell you again, you're still playing small, but you're getting bigger and bigger. But you're not there. We see you yet, you know, so we see you a lot bigger than this. So eventually, I think there are most of us who are out here who are saying you're the next Copra, so we're all for that.
Oh. Really?
Let's not part.
Oh, yeah. I don't think she's losing sleep as it is. Tell you what, Norma, hang on the line. We've got another caller in. And,
Go ahead and take care of your caller. I can do that. I'll talk to you after you're done with your caller. Bye.
All righty. Okay, we've got another caller who's calling in from Illinois. And let's see if I can pick up that call. If I can't, Kina, see if you can grab it. Hi, are you there? Is this Lisa?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Hi there, Lisa. How can I help you?
Hi. Yeah, I've enjoyed the discussion so far today. I think it's very on target, you know what I mean? Not getting involved in things that aren't your business. I've learned the hard way to just uninvolve myself. You can't change other people, and it's not my concern. It's their problem, and they'll solve it when they want and how they want. And no matter what you do, you can't make someone do something else. They have to come to terms with what they want for themselves. I mean, it's hard enough to know what you want for you, let alone another person. You know what I mean?
Yep. There was the old TV show MASH, and one of the characters had the line, minding my own business is a full-time job, and in my spare time, it's my hobby. And
you gotta work
sometimes,
at it. You gotta work it.
Yeah, you know, it can be everything, take up all of your time to just manage your life.
Exactly.
So,
and you know what? Sometimes you learn the hard way, you know, after years or whatever. I'm selling my home, and my question is, it's going on the market shortly, and I really need a good price. I mean, I can't because of downturn in the market a few years ago. And I mean, I just am hoping everything's going to work out. I'm just wondering what you're seeing like time-wise this year, because it's going on in the beginning of March, but I don't know if it's going to take a few months, the spring, summer, the fall. I mean, I'm kind of thinking about it financially. It has to be the right time, the right offer. You know, I'm not selling the house away for free, not giving away the house.
Yeah, you know, it's, how long have you been
in the
house?
I mean, it's like I want to go immediately out of here, you know, out of the condo and, you know, and buy what I want. But what do you see time-wise, I guess?
Well, as I tell people often, sometimes I get kind of an intuition for something. You know, I would never make a claim to be a psychic. What I do kind of feel, though, is almost as if the first thing that hits me is, there's some unfinished business that you have with the house.
No, there isn't. I just got everything done. It's ready to go. It's just a matter of when. What is the timing? When do you think it's going to sell properly? Like, sometimes it takes a month. Do you think it's going to take a few months? You know, because you might get offers, but I'm not giving away the house.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be the right price.
Yeah.
And what,
should
come for this house?
Do you have somebody who's working with you, like a realtor or somebody who's a professional?
Yes.
Okay.
He's the head of a real estate firm, and he knows. I told him my limits and, you know, what I'm looking for. And he realistically told me what you can expect. So I'm going in that direction, and it's got to happen. But I don't know if it's going to happen in the spring or the fall, or I'm just wondering what you're thinking.
Well, like I said, it's almost as if when things get put into motion, and if
yeah, I mean, that's how it is. It's just like I'm rolling with the flow. I'm just putting it into motion. It's like it's going out there, and I kind of feel like, you know, God knows the timing. I don't.
Yeah. Let me share something with you that you may find some value in. I had to short sell my home, and it was the home that my parents purchased in 1969. It was a family home, and there was a whole lot of
But I don't want to really go there because I'm not in any kind of situation like that. I've been here many years. I'm still going to have a profit, but everything's for certain reasons, certain prices. So I just kind of want to know, like, what do you see time-wise?
Well, I really, you know, I am not a psychic, and I, you know, one of the things that, you know, is a part of this process is that, you know, that ultimate, when you finish your spiritual contract with the house, at that point a buyer may come in. The rest of the information really, you know, is very much about, you know, if you have a realtor that you trust, I would say you should be able to, you know, go by what they're thinking. It could be months. It could be, you know, the summer I've heard is, you know, a slow time for buying. So it, I think that there's probably a lot of things related to it. And from your perspective, the only thing that I would suggest that might be able to expedite it is figuring out if there is anything spiritually that you're still connected to that house that you need to finish up.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing to finish up.
Okay.
It's been going for years. But I don't feel, I usually have a psychic feeling, and I don't feel myself like it's going to be immediate. I might get some offers, but it's not going to be an immediate sell. It's going to be the right thing at the right time, and I kind of feel it's going to happen later in the year, not right in the spring, like March, April, like right when you put it on the market.
Yeah. How's the selling in that area?
Well, you know, there isn't a lot, so it's very good in terms of that. And prices are going up. It's a very expensive area. And prices are going up for houses, so I think condos, you know, there's just not a lot. So, and people can't afford the houses anymore. So there's a kind of some positives with that, the condo market. Like, that's coming up a little bit more than it was, you know what I mean? So it took a little while for condos to come up versus the houses, which a lot of people bought by last year, and now they're being priced out. So I don't know. I just get the feeling there's just going to be the right seller, and maybe just go with the flow. There's nothing else, you know, to do, really. You know what I mean? And just when the time
is
right,
it'll happen.
I guess,
going with the flow. And, you know, and when that flow happens, it'll probably go very quickly. So, you know, I would definitely just,
do you
my
think
best
I'll
recommendation
be able to, like,
to you.
Purchase? Okay, I'm sorry, go on.
Oh, well, I really don't know. I mean, it's, you know, whatever it is that
like
you choose to set in motion that
sell.
You choose
But if I sell,
I don't
do you
know,
think I'll be able to purchase, like, immediately,
I don't,
or would
Yeah, I really don't know. You know, there's a lot of variables. Go with control what it is that you can, the variables you can control. The variables that you can't, leave to the universe. I mean, that's like the bottom line. You know, when you, you know, if you have a situation that I can control 30% of it, then deal with the 30% you can control. Anything beyond that is outside of your control, so you've got to be able to just be at peace and find balance with what is going on.
Yeah, I know. I have a lot of faith. No, I think this has been something in years in the making. Believe me, I have a lot of faith now. So I think that, you know, the thing is I wanted to know right before it went on what is the exact timing of everything. I'm not going to know it, and I'm just taking – it's not even a leap of faith. It's the truth. It's everything it should be. So I'm just going to kind of just let it flow because it doesn't really matter. If you rent an apartment for a while, I mean, even though I haven't done that since I've been 21 years old or 24, you know, that's not of concern. The concern is to find the right place as you sell the right price. So it's all about waiting for the right timing, and I would prefer to do that than rush into anything, and I've learned that the hard way too. So I think with that thinking, I am at peace. I know what you mean. You have to, like, play it out in your mind and say, okay, I'm at peace with this because I know I can't control the outcome for what I want. If I was desperate and just took anything, I'm way beyond. I've never done that, and I'm very astute financially. I'm just a very non-emotional person when it comes to negotiate. I mean, I'll negotiate, but I'm very fair, and I'm very astute, and I go with instinct plus reality. So, like, you could tell me anything. I don't care what realtor, you're number one in the nation. But I'm also going to assess it and then go with my gut in the end and make the right decision. So,
well,
you know, financially, I've always done well.
Yep, that's the best thing to do. So we're going to have to – I've got another couple of callers set up, so I wish you the best of luck.
All right, I'll listen.
I'll keep on listening.
I'll keep on listening. Okay.
Yeah, you know, let me know how it goes. You take care.
Okay, I'm going to keep on listening to the other callers.
Okay.
I like what you guys
are saying. Well, thank you. All righty. Let's see. And, oh, it looks like we've got – oh, it looks like Norbert came back in. Kina, my computer's acting up, so please pull him in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. So we've got, it's always interesting when things kind of go off into another direction. So,
remember, always try to control what you can.
You cannot control the flow.
Radio shows.
Go with the undertow. Just go with it. You know, it really is. There are times when we can do things when we feel that there's that, you know, control piece. And, you know, as you've taught me for many years, Norbert, you know, if there's something that I can't control, then putting energy into it is, you know, it just isn't profitable. If it's something that I need to leave to the universe, that's what I need to do. And sometimes that goes into a really scary place.
Oh yeah. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, just real quickly regarding your previous caller and the conversation
mm-hmm.
that you guys had, and understand I lost part of it because, you know, the computer is doing whatever it's doing. Kick me out there. But the thing that I do want to also stress is that while we may not be able to control a lot of the things that are around in our lives, what we can do is we can influence them. So it's important to understand you're not helpless here, okay? Nobody is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what the situation is, you know. Whatever it is, we can also influence it in certain directions. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be able to get complete change, or especially when you're talking about another human being or whatever, but there are ways to be able to influence and to help people to be able to guide them in a direction that is more in alignment with what we're trying to all work with, whatever the situation may be. In your previous caller, realtor case, I mean, that's a completely different situation. But nevertheless, many things in this life can be influenced. Now, there's going to be some things that you can't do anything about, and, of course, you know, give to God. Or creator, universe, whatever you know that to be, always do that. But for the things that you can influence, and I want to really stress this, can influence in a positive way, then, you know, you're almost obligated to do that. So you should take good positive action, especially if it's dealing with somebody you care about and you want them to have a good life, or you want them to perhaps change a bad habit, or you know, whatever that may be. You know, one of the very first things, especially with bad habits, is, you know, don't put up with it being, you know, around you. And that helps to influence. So there are many positive ways that you can, being a role model yourself, you know, and always having courtesy and, you know, those kinds of things towards other folks out there. So these little things, even though you may not think anybody's watching you, people are always watching. You're always on stage, and you are always there. And believe it or not, there's always somebody there who has been affected by your good behavior or the actions that you have taken, and it makes their life that much better. And it can be a simple thing like you just smile at them at the grocery store, you know, and that influences other people. And that influence that you put out there, that energy that you put out into the world, helps the world to be better and makes your heart kinder.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We've got about 60 seconds left, and I could not end on a better note of clarity than that. You know, thank you so much, Norma, for calling in and, you know, sharing, taking the time to, you know, really help out all of us and to share some of the hard-learned lessons that you've learned. So I want to say...
Happy to do so, I think. And damn it, I'm retired.
And yet it does not stick.
Y'all take
care.
Just keep
pulling you back in.
Later on. We'll talk then.
All righty.
Thank you so much. Have a good show, and everybody out there, thank you very much for taking care of Eileen and all you guys do out there. Bye-bye now.
All righty. So if any of you would like to learn more about me and find out a little bit more about what I do, you can connect up with me at my website, www.the-healing-house.com. This is Dr. Eileen. You take care, be blessed, and I'll see you again next week.